Welcome to our fifth Sunday at the Epiphany, audio worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. February 7, 2021, this is Pastor Olana. In today's Gospel from Mark, Jesus says, "Let us go on the next town, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." His ministry and mission for this world was one for all people. Even as Jesus early on his earthly ministry healed people, including Simon's mother-in-law, so he comes to us still with healing through the forgiveness of sins. Blessed by him and his unending grace, we can be rejuvenated and strengthened and winged like eagles, and serve all in his name and become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some for the sake of the gospel. May the Lord bless you as you worship with us this morning. Please join me for the confession of our sin and absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and unjust, will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sin to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Now receive the absolution. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us. Let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith that, relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now forever. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Isaiah 40, verses 21 to 31. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He brings strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson for today is from 1 Corinthians 9, verses 16 through 27. Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge and so not make use of my rights in preaching it. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. And immediately has Jesus left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought all to him who were sick, oppressed by demons, and the whole city gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And he raised very early in the morning, while it was still dark. He departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went through all Galilee, preaching in the synagogue and casting out demons. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stolman with today's devotional Bible study, which centers on the epistle lesson for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. Let's begin with a prayer. O God, our loving Father, through the grace of your Holy Spirit, you plant the gifts of your love into the hearts of your faithful people. Grant to your servants soundness of mind and body, so that they may love you with their whole strength, and with their whole heart do those things that are pleasing in your sights. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our epistle lesson is recorded in 1 Corinthians 9, verses 16 through 27. However, I'm going to start reading at verse 13 to give some context to the reading beginning at verse 16 and to the end of the chapter. Do you not know that those who are employed in the temple service get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. But I have made no use of any of these rights, nor am I writing this to secure any such provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, for if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my preaching I may make the gospel free of charge, not making full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all, that I might win the more. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win the Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being without law toward God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Well, I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I pummel my body and subdue it, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Thus far the reading. Just a reminder about the epistle lessons during this Epiphany season. We are resuming the practice of a continuous reading from one of the epistles, which is not necessarily related to the gospel for the day. You will notice that in today's reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul doesn't answer a specific question from the church at Corinth, as he was in previous readings in previous weeks. Instead, we hear Paul defending his apostleship against the so-called Christ people, those people who created the problem talked about last week. They were teaching that they had a special knowledge and therefore complete freedom in doing anything. When Paul answered that issue, he showed that love for God and the fellow Christian was more important than a so-called knowledge that gave freedom to do anything. As part of that issue, the Christ people questioned Paul's apostleship, telling the Corinthians not to listen to what Paul had to say. In today's reading, Paul not only defends his apostleship, but also writes about how he practices that apostleship. So he writes, "I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel, for if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission." Paul is saying that the reason he preaches the gospel is because he has received a commission from God himself through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ appeared to Paul several times and spoke with him and gave him a command about preaching and teaching the gospel. That made Paul an apostle and made his word necessary to hear. Just a side note, that means Paul's words are necessary for us to hear also. Those other people, the Christ people who claimed to have a special knowledge, had commissioned themselves and therefore should not be relied upon. Paul's central concern, teaching and living the gospel, is explained when he writes, "I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings." Those gospel blessings Paul had written about earlier in this letter and could probably be summarized in chapter 1. when he writes, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, lest the gospel of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." Luther also talks about those blessings when he discusses baptism. "What does baptism give or profit?" he asks. "It works forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare." So Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved, but he that does not believe will be condemned." At this point, it is also necessary to understand how Paul lived the gospel so that he would not be disqualified from sharing its blessings. And this is what he writes in our text today. "Though in my preaching I may make the gospel free of charge, for though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win the more. To the Jews I became as a Jew, to those under the law I became as one under the law, to those outside the law I became as one outside the law, to the weak I became weak that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men that I might by all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel." Paul's life was a life of service in bringing the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ to all who would listen. Finally, Paul writes, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. Well, I don't run aimlessly, but I pummel my body and subdue it, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." The apostle here compares himself to a sports figure. As in the Christian life, so people in sports exercise and practice to obtain a prize or goal. For us, then, there is great encouragement to persevere with all our strength the race of life with God. Those who ran in the games kept a careful diet. They accustomed themselves to hardships. They practiced and exercised. So, too, those who pursue the interests of their souls must work hard against fleshly desires. The body must not be allowed to rule. The apostle sets before himself and the Corinthians and us the danger of pampering the body with its lusts and appetites. Love for God was needed to keep an apostle faithful. How much more is it needful for our preservation and salvation? Let us learn humility and caution from Christ our Savior and watch against the dangers which surround us while in this world. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for blessing us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. We praise you for your glorious grace. Help us show that gratitude in our baptismal life by doing and saying those things which brings glory to you and which strengthens a fellow believer in the faith. We pray this in our Savior Jesus' name. Amen.
source of every grace and blessing.
Please join me for the closing prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. May the Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace and serve the Lord.